At the top of the news this Thursday morning, the European Parliament has elected José Manuel Barroso to a second term as European Commission President. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
The centre-right leader became the first Commission President to win re-election in 20 years. He clinched a resounding victory with the backing of 382 of the Assembly's 736 deputies.
I believe we are going to live very, very challenging times. We are indeed living challenging times, and I will do my best to serve the European interest.
Barroso had already been endorsed by all 27 EU member states and will now set about forming a new commission, a powerful regulatory body with a big budget, which also initiates laws and represents the nearly 500 million people in the European Union. After the vote, Barroso said his priorities would be solidarity, freedom, and a stronger Europe. He said he hopes to steer Europe out of the economic crisis and to give it more influence on the world stage. He identified unemployment as a major concern and promised to keep the EU at the forefront of efforts to fight climate change. Barroso will soon take the new mandate on the road. Next week he'll be in the United States to attend the UN discussion on climate change and the Group of 20 economic summit in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.